I'm a playlist. So, one of the mitzvahs of tzitzis is to have tchelas. So now that people think they've rediscovered tchelas, people have started wearing tchelas. So there are a lot of interesting shilas about. So there are two very interesting shilas. One is, how many strings of tchelas do you need? Should you put on? And two is, if you're putting on tchelas, how do you exactly make the tzitzis? How should you tie the tzitzis when you put on tchelas? So there are three shittas in the Rishonim, how many strings of tchelas you need. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk says, Gedilim Tasilach, so the Gemara learns out, Gedil is two, Gedilim is four. Now, when the Gemara talks about tzitzis, so it always talks about four strings, and the way you do it is you have four strings, and so you split it in, you know, you put four strings in the hole, so you have four on this side, so it looks like eight strings. So it's really only four strings. So the Rishonim have a machlokas, how many strings do you need for tchelas? So the Rambam says you need half a string of tchelas, one out of eight is tchelas. The Ravid says you need one full string of tchelas, two out of eight. And Rashi and Tosus and all the Rishonim, all those who follow in their path, say you need two strings of tchelas, you need half the tzitzit should be tchelas and half should be lavan. So, what's the machlokas, Rashi, and Tosus, and the Rambam? So, if you look at the Rambam, you see clearly the Rambam has a very unique shita here. The Rambam writes that Nimsa b'mitzvah zu in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Nimsa b'mitzvah zu shtei tzivuyos sheyase ala kanaf anaf yotzi yemenu. That's one mitzvah. V'sheyichroch al ha'anaf chut tchela. Shememar v'zulam tzitzis. In other words, the Rambam understands that the ikra mitzvah of tzitzis is to have white strings. That's the ikra mitzvah. And then there's an additional mitzvah to wrap tcheles around the white strings. This is clearly from the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. Mitzvah zu shtei tzivuyos. The first one is to make an anaf, to make the strings. And then you have a second mitzvah. She'yichroch al ha'anaf chut tcheles. And therefore, the Rambam l'shitaso, the Rambam holds that tzitzis, the main thing of tzitzis is the strings, and then the tchelas is only to wrap around. So the Rambam says, what do you need to wrap around? You only need half a string. That's all you need is to wrap around. That's all you need to wrap around. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why the Rambam also says, when he talks about how you make tzitzis, the Rambam says that you make all the krichos, all the wrapping you do with the tchelas. And everyone else argues on that also. Now Rashi and Tosfos both say that you need four strings, or two strings. Two equals four, half.
The krichos aren't even the raisin.
Correct.
So what do you need from the tchelas? Like the first knot?
No, so according to Rambam, there's some kind of kricha that is the raisin. There's no minion for the kricha, but there is some minion of kricha in the Torah, according to the Rambam. Yeah. I mean, the Rambam writes, there's no ein le minyan ha-krichos shir min ha-Torah, but there is some idea, there is some din min ha-Torah to make krichos. So now, Tosus right, how do we know that you need two? So Tosus right that you need two and two. Half the tzitzis have to be tcheles and half have to be love. And Tosus says, how do you know this? So Tosus says, it's a svara. It's a svara that since the Torah says you have two minim, it's a svara that they have to be equal. What you see clearly from Tosus is that Tosus hold, not like the Rambam, that the Iker is the Lovan and the Tchelas is to wrap around. No, Tosus hold that Lovan and Tchelas are equal. They're two equal parts of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to have Tchelas strings and Lovan strings. And that's the mitzvah of Tzitzis. And there's no, it's not that the Tchelas is just for wrapping. They're two equal parts of the mitzvah. And therefore, that's why Tosus says you need half the strings to be tchelas. And that's why Tosus and all the other Yishonim argue on the Rambam and say you don't just wrap with the tchelas, because why should you wrap more with tchelas than with lavan? So it's clear there's a fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosus against the Rambam. What is the purpose of tchelas? According to the Rambam, the purpose of tchelas is just to wrap around the lavan. And according to Rashi and Tosus, no, tchelas is an equal part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have half the strings tchelas and half the strings lavan. Now the question is, what does the Ravid hold? So the Ravid holds you need one full string of lava, of tcheles, meaning two out of eight. So does the Ravid hold like the Rambam, or does the Ravid hold like Tosus? So some say the Ravid holds like the Rambam, but actually, if you look at the Ravid has a sug on the Rambam, and the Rambam says how you wrap the tzitzis. So the Rambam writes, that you wrap all, you do all the krichos with the tchelis. So the Raven writes, Zeh seder ein l'shorash v'lo anaf, v'lama yoser b'tchelis mi b'lovan. So Raven writes, why should you wrap more with tchelis than with lovan? So it's clear from the Hasagah of the Raven, the Raven killed like the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, there's no, according to the Rambam, the Raven's kasha doesn't begin. According to the Rambam, of course you wrap with all your tchelis. That is the whole purpose of tchelis. That is what the Torah said. The Torah said, take tchelis and wrap it around. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. So of course you only wrap with the tchelis. It's pashut. It's only if you hold like Rashi and Tosfos, if you hold that tchelis and lovin are equal parts of the mitzvah. Now I understand. Why should I wrap all, do all the krichos with tchelis? Why shouldn't I do krichos with lovin? Why should I say that? But if you hold like the Rambam, the Raven, you couldn't even begin to ask the Raven's kasha. So it's clear, it seems clear from there that the Raven agrees in principle to Rashi and Tosfos that tchelis makes an ikar part of the mitzvah, that it's, you need strings, some strings love and some strings tchelis. I, the Raven, says only one out of four or two out of eight. So the Raven had a gear in the Zifri, and that's what the Zifri said. And therefore the Raven, that's what the Zifri said. So there's a drasha that says you need only one out of four, two out of eight, instead of two out of four or four out of eight. So that would seem to be the fundamental machlokes harishonim. You have the Rambam on one side who holds tchelis is for krichos, and you have everyone else, all the other rishonim, hold that tchelis is an equal part of the mitzvah, and you need strings of lovin and strings of tchelis. So now the question becomes, what if you want to put on tchelis, so how many strings should you put on? Is there any way you could be yotzei kol hashitas, or at least more than one shita by putting on?
You can make more tchelis if you want.
No, so now you have to think about it. What happens if, for example, what happens if, according to the Rambam or according to the Raven, you do like Tosfos, you put on four strings of tchelis and four strings of lovin? Maybe not yotzei at all. Maybe not yotzei lovin, because the Raven holds
there's no mitzvah of lovin. The Gemara says tchelis liyik lovin.
No, tchelis is not lovin.
You can have no tchelis can count as lovin.
No. Tchelis can't count as... No, tchelis doesn't count as lovin.
Why?
Because...
No, I don't mean why, philosophically. I mean, how do you know that?
How do you...
says lui yik lovin. Tchelis can count as lovin.
The Gemara doesn't say that. That was the Hami. The Gemara doesn't actually say that. So, they point... The Rishonim point out that you can't... If tchelis counted as lovin, then there's a machlokes in the Mishnah where the Rebbe...
Because lovin is only... Durabana. We don't have to. It could be any color you want.
Right. No. Well, that's also machlokas.
But the machlokas is only Durabana, not the Raisa.
No, the machlokas is on the level of the Raisa, whether if you have a talis of whatever color, you have to have tzitzis of the same color.
The Raisa? Really?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. But the point is that, so we're trying to point out that that Rebbe says that tchelis and lovin are ma'akvin. So if tchelis could serve as lovin, so let me put on eight. And Rebbe says I put on. So according to Rebbe, if I put on eight strings of tchelis, I'm not yotzei. Why not? Tchelis is lovin. Why am I not yotzei? Why are they ma'akvin?
I didn't know there was.
But that's Rebbe, right? There's a machlokas in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The machlokas at Tanoim is whether tchelis and lovin are ma'akvin. We pass most Rishonim passing like from the tchelis and lovin are not ma'akvin. But Shita's Rebbe is that Tchelis and Lovan are Ma'akev. And if you don't have either Lovan or Tchelis, you're not Yeltsay. So they point out that you see clearly that Tchelis isn't Lovan, because according to Rebbe, if you put on eight strings of Tchelis, you're not Yeltsay. That's what the Mishnah says. But Tchelis should count as Lovan, so it doesn't. Tchelis doesn't count as Lovan. So if you do like Tosus, then according to the Rambam and according to the Raven, it's very possible you're not yotzei lovan, because you don't have enough strings of lovan. According to the Raven, you need six strings of lovan and two strings of tchelis, and now you only have four strings of lovan. So you're not yotzei. And according to the Rambam, maybe you need seven strings of lovan and only one string of tchelis, so also maybe you're not yotzei. So if you go like Tosus, maybe you're not yotzei lovan according to the Raven. And maybe also according to the Rambam. We'll see, maybe according to the Rambam, maybe the Rambam has a different... Maybe we can say according to the Rambam, you are Yotzei. But maybe you're not Yotzei according to the Rambam. If you do like the Rambam, So you put on one string of Chelas and seven strings of Lavan. So the question is, are Yotze according to Tosus Lavan? So Rashi in the Mishnah comments as follows. The Mishnah says that Chelas is not Ma'akev, it's a Lavan. In other words, if you don't have Chelas, you can put on Lavan. If you don't have Chelas, you can still be Yotze Lavan. So Rashi says that you need to put on four strings of Lavan, four times two, eight strings of Lavan. So Tosus asks, why? Tosus asks, why not? What? Wait a second. If the mitzvah is to put on two strings of Lavan and two strings of Cheles, I don't have Cheles, so I should put on two strings of Lavan and that's it. Finished. So Tosus says, Tosus brings Rashi from a number of Gemara that that's not true. That you need four strings of Lavan, you need four strings no matter what. So Tosus says you learn out from this the Gemara says gedil, and you learn out that you always need four strings, and therefore maybe we should say like this. And according to the Rambam, if you go like the Rambam, you're not yotzei tchelis according to Tosus, so you only have seven strings of lavan, so maybe you're not yotzei lavan because you don't have enough strings of lavan. You need four strings of lavan, so maybe you're not yotzei. So in fact, it's not true, because Tosus comments as follows. Tosus points out that according to the Rabbana, there is another din of tzitzis. There is a din of famous din of gardumim, and that is if you have tzitzis, they're kosher tzitzis, and then the strings get cut, and they're cut very short. They're not long enough to be strings. There's still a din of gardumim that you're still yotzei. So Rabbi Yotam has a famous sheet, and Rabbi Yotam says you only yotzei if two strings are cut. But if you have more than two strings are cut, you're not yotzei. So the Brisker Rebbe asks him, Rabbi Yotam, what's this idea of two strings? Either gardumim are good or gardumim are no good. If gardumim are good, so you should be able to have more strings cut. If gardumim are no good, then why does it help that you have two strings? So he says, in the name of Rav Chaim, he says the following yisod. He says that there are two dinim in tzitzis. There's a din of tzitzis that you have to have a cheftza of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yeah, and that means you have to have eight strings. Then he says a separate din of how you mekayim the mitzvah, you need to have a certain minyan of lavan and chelas. So he says, to mekayim the mitzvah, you need two strings, Rashi and Tosafot, you need two strings of lavan, four strings of lavan, and four strings of chelas. And therefore he says like this, when you have gardumim is enough to retain the chesed of tzitzis. If you have gardumim, it means that you have eight what you call strings. But you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with that. So that's why Rabbi Yotam says, if you have two full strings, four strings of lavan, so then you yotzei lavan. Because lavan only requires four strings. But the gardumim just complete the idea of having eight strings. So when Rashi says you need four strings of lavan, eight strings, he doesn't mean you need them all for lavan. He means you need eight strings to make it into tzitzis. And then to be yotze lavan, two of those four strings, or four of those eight strings, have to be tzitzis. And in fact, Tosus says it's almost befeirish. Tosus points out that you see from the Gemara that according to the Rabbanon, if you're not yotze, even if you're not yotze lavan, you're yotze tchelis. So Tosus says, wait a second, if I'm not yotze lavan, so I only have two strings of Tcheles, and I'm not yotzei with the two strings of Lavan, so I'm missing. I only have two strings. So Tosfos says, "V'yesh lomer l'hach shi Tcheles mia mahani Lavan de karina be gedilim dalet." Tosfos says, even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah, it's enough to be mashlim as din of gedilim. In other words, the strings are there. You have four strings. You have eight strings. So that's enough to make it into a chesed of tzitzis. Albeit you're not yotzei the mitzvah of lavan with these two strings, for whatever reason. But it's enough to make it so that you're yotzei the mitzvah of tchelas, because the mitzvah of tchelas only requires two strings of tchelas. So the mitzvah of lavan only requires two strings of lavan. So as long as you have two strings of lavan and you have a chesed of tzitzis, four strings, eight strings, then you're yotzei. So based on this, it comes out that if you would do like the Rambam, you'd put on one string of Tcheles and seven strings of Lavan, you certainly yotzei according to Tosafot Lavan, because you have a cheft of tzitzis, you have eight strings, and you have four strings of Lavan. You have more than four strings of Lavan, so you certainly yotzei. And also like the Ravid, also according to the Ravid, you also would seem to be yotzei, because again, you have enough strings of Lavan. So at first glance, it would seem like the Rambam Shita is the safest Shita to take, right? Because if you do like the Rambam, you yelte lovan l'kuli alma, and according to the Rambam, and you yelte tchelis according to the Rambam. However, there is a problem. There is an Isser of Bal Tigra. An Isser that we rarely hear about or discuss, but the Isser of Bal Tigra, which means that you're not allowed to take away from a mitzvah. So, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Gemara gives an example of Bal Tigra. The Gemara says you have animals that require four zrikos adat, four matanos, and you only do one matana instead of four. That's called Bal Tigra. And the Mishnah in Zvachim says explicitly that you yotzei b'diavad in that case. You also b'diavad the karbas. It's just it's only b'diavad. Ilchachil, you should have done four matanos. You only did one matana. Yotzei b'diavad. So the Chachamim point out, so there is a machlokas whether that is the only case of Bal Tigra. So the Turi Yevin says that's the only case of Bal Tigra. And others say no, Bal Tigra also applies where you're not yelting the mitzvah at all. In other words, if I have tefillin with three parshios, is that Bal Tigra or not? So the Turi Yevin says that's not Bal Tigra because I'm not yelting the mitzvah. The Turi Yevin says Bal Tigra is only in the case mentioned in the Gemara, only where I'm yelting the mitzvah in a way that's b'diavad. And others say no, that case is for sure true, that's what the Gemara says. But they also say if you take away from the mitzvah, you're also not yotzei the mitzvah, you put on tefillin with three parshios, it's also about tigra. So the Beis Halevi points out that if you have tzitzis, lavan without tcheles, that should be an issur about tigra. You're being yotzei the mitzvah in the avid way.
It's two separate mitzvahs, no?
No, but the Rambam, it's not. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah. The Rambam counts as one mitzvah. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
It's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. So, the Beis Halevi asks, so how do we put on tzitzis? So
does he call the mitzvah?
What?
What does he call the mitzvah?
What do you mean? The Rambam?
Does he call it tzitzis or tchelis?
I don't know. Lasso tzitzis, or kantri aksus.
And he includes the tchelis.
Yes. And the Rambam explains why it's only one mitzvah. even though it's not ma'akev, the Rambam explains why, because it's not really separate. It's not ma'akev, but it's sort of they're not completely separate. So the Beis Halevi says I say Dalcha Losei. Others give a more fundamental answer. Others say that the only time you open Bal Tigra is where you have a possibility of doing the mitzvah in a l'chatchila way, and you take the easy way out, you do it in the b'diavad way. But if you have no possibility of doing it in the l'chatchila way, in other words, you have tzitzis, we don't have tchelis, so there is no issur of Bal Tigra. So in this case, where if you think, in other words, if you're going to put on tchelis, so you're saying, you know what you think, this is tchelis, so then if you put on tchelis, like the Rambam, and so then according to Tosis, you're off of Bal Tigra, because you could have put on four strings of tchelis, you only put on one, so you're not yotzei according to Tosis, because you're missing, so that would seem to be an issur of Bal Tigra according to Tosis. So even according to the Rambam, you're right, everyone is yotzei lavan, but you have a problem by putting on tchelis, you're showing that you can do the mitzvah in al-chatchila way, and you're not, so then maybe you're over on Bal Tigra. And if you do like, on the other hand, if you do like Tosus, so you're not yotzei according to the Rambam. What about according to the Rambam? So the Rambam makes a very strange statement at the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. The Rambam writes, he tells you what tzitzis is anaf, and then he says, v'ein l'chutei ha'anaf minyan min ha'torah. So the Rambam writes, there's no minyan for. The Rambam writes, actually he writes, Zeh anaf hu anikra lavan. Anaf is called lavan. Veish eino no mitzuvin litzavo. Ve'en lechute anaf minyan min haTorah. There's no minyan for this number of things of lavan. So everyone asking around, what is the Rambam talking about? The Gemara has a beferish at Rasha that you need eight strings. You need four strings. Four times two, eight. So how did the Rambam say, min haTorah, there's no minyan? So Rav Chaim explains the same yisod that he explained Tosus. He says the same thing. He says the Rambam clearly holds you need eight strings, but that's to make a chetz of tzitzis. When the Rambam says ein minyan min haTorah, he's talking about ein minyan for the chutei lavan. He's talking about there's no specific number for how many chutei lavan you need. It's a point that the Rambam you can make a mix of tcheles lavan as many as you want. It doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, as long as you have some lavan and some tcheles, it's okay. And in fact, the Gemara says,
all white is not okay.
What?
All white is not okay.
No, all white is also okay. All white is okay.
He says you don't need any tchelas?
No, he doesn't. No. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says tchelas eino makeves is halavan. Malav eino makeves is tchelas. The Mishnah says tchelas is not makev lavan and lavan is not makev tchelas. So tchelas eino makeves is halavan. So everyone learns is kipshuto. But if you don't have tchelas, you put on 8 strings of lavan. Now the Gemara said, the Gemara wants to be mamed the Mishnah according to Rebbe, who holds that they are ma'akim. So the Gemara gives an answer. What does it mean according to Rebbe? The Gemara gives an answer. What it means according to Rebbe? Then the Gemara says, what does it mean when you say love on eino ma'akim is tchelas? And the Gemara says it's din of gardumim, that if you have if you have gardumim, if the strings get cut, it's not ma'akim. So if you look at the Rambam, it's very interesting. The Rambam writes tchelas eino ma'akim is a lovan. The love and eino makiv is a tchelas. Then the Rambam says ketzad. He says eino tchelas, also love and levado. If you don't have tchelas, you make love and levado. Now, what would I expect him to say is the opposite case, right? Love and eino makiv is tchelas. I would expect the Rambam to say, if I don't have love on, I put on only tchelas. And in fact, that's exactly what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Rashi says eino. Rashi says, "E over our baton tchelas or baton lovan yotze." Right? Either what it means is neither one is ma'akev. If you don't have one min or the other, you do. You can make 4 strings, 8 strings, all of tchelas.
Well, the Rambam is the shitasa.
But the Rambam doesn't say that, right? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, "Areish elat tchelas also lovan levad." If you don't have tchelas, you put on 8 strings of lovan. The chain. Im asa lovan v'tcheles v'nifsa kalovan v'nismayin ala kanaf nishar tcheles levado kasha. The Rambam doesn't explain the second half of the Mishnah kipshuto, that if you don't have lovan, you put on only tcheles. The Rambam says gardumim.
Where are you going to put the tcheles?
Right, that's exactly. It's the Rambam l'shita. So the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the whole purpose of tcheles is to wrap around, so you can't have only tcheles. It doesn't make any sense because you have nothing to wrap around. So that's why the Rambam couldn't learn the Mishnah Kipshuta. The Rambam had to understand that when the Gemara explained Gardumim, the Gemara was going L'Kuli Alma. That question was L'Kuli Alma. The question was not only according to Rebbe. That question was L'Kuli Alma. So what comes out is when Rechaim explains that the Rambam holds that there's no minyan min haTorah of the number of Chutei Lavan, number of Chutei Tchelas. 8 strings you need, everyone agrees. That's the Gemara's drasha, that's the Cheftza, that makes it into Tzitzis. But ein minyan min haTorah means how many strings of Lavan, how many strings of Tchelas do I need? Whatever you, Minotaur, whatever you want. Practically speaking, it doesn't make sense that more than one string of tchelas, because tchelas is very expensive and you need to wrap around, so why would you put on more than one string of tchelas? But in principle, there is no minyan for lavan or tchelas, and therefore it comes out, according to the way Chaim explains the Rambam, that if you do, according to the Rambam, if you do like Tosas or Yotze, because according to the Rambam, ain't minyan, so you can put on 4 strings of tchelas, 4 strings of lavan, you could put on like the rife, and you could even put on 3 strings of tchelas and 1 string of lavan.
So the half a string is like the minimum.
Right. Half a string is the minimum so that you can wrap around. And there's no reason to be machre to put on more according to the Rambam. You don't gain anything. And tchelas is very expensive, there's no point. So it comes out, according to the way Rav Chaim understands the Rambam is yotze l'chol adeus. If you do, whatever you do, according to the Rambam, yotze. Others argue, others say, no, the Rambam means daska 1 and daska 7, but you have at least, according to Rav Chaim, if you do like Tosfos, yotze according to the Rambam as well. So, and if you do like the Ravid, so the Chorian, if you do like the Ravid, so you're not yotze according to Tosfos, because you don't have enough tchelas. And the Rambam, again, the Rambam is if you hold the Rambam, if you understand the Rambam like Rav Chaim in the Torah, so if you do like the Ravid, you yotze. Because you have 2 tchelas, 6 lavan, fine. If you hold the Rambam as dafka, then you're not yotze, because you only have 6 strings of lavan and not 7. So, Shachter claims as follows. He thinks, the halacha, he says that Ashkenazim should put on 4 strings of tchelas like Rashi and Tosfos, and he has a few reasons. He says, number one, he says that you're right that there's no psak on the number of strings because it wasn't halacha l'maisa in the Shulchan Aruch. But he points out that there is a din in Shulchan Aruch that's totally on this machlokas, and you see that the Achronim Paskin b'Feirush Rabbi Yonatan. So the Mechaber says as follows. The Mechaber says So there is a din that for tzitzis, you want to put on strings, so you have two options to put on strings. Three options, really. You could put on tzemer, right? You could put on wool, you could put on pishtan, on any type of beged, or you can put on mimin ha-beged. Let's say if you have a silk beged, you can put on silk tzitzis. But silk tzitzis are only motzi a silk beged, right? Lava, on the other hand, tzemer is motzi any beged. So now the mechaber is mistapik. What's the din in the following case? You have a silk beged, and you want to put on some strings silk and some strings wool. So is that okay or not? So he says in Simen Tes Halach Sif Dalet, Im Hitil Betala Shel Shar Minim Ktsas Tzitzis Mimino Ktsas Mitzero Pishtim Yesh Listapik. He's mistapik if he yotze or not. So the Mishnah Berurah there quotes from the Malbim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Malbim, Dim Ose Shnei Chutim Mimino Shnei Chutim Mitzemer Shapir Domi. He says, as long as you do, if you do two and two, you yotze. What's pshat? Where does the Malbim get this from? It's Shitas Rashi and Tosos. He says like this. According to Rashi and Tosos, you have two and two. You have two lavan and two treles. And therefore he says, you can make, the lavan has to be the same min, and the treles has to be the same min. And therefore, if you do two strings silk and two strings tzemer, then you yotze, because half of two of the strings represent lavan and two of the strings represent treles, and therefore you can do two and two. So you see, from this psak that's a psak like Rashi and Tosfos. According to the Ravid or according to the Rambam, that psak makes no sense, right? There is no such din of two and two. Two and two is based on the fact that Rashi and Tosfos hold that you have two strings of treles and two strings of lavan. Now, it happens, the Mishnah Berurah is not, this is not a psak, but the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Zion here, what is the mitzvah min haTorah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Bizman hazeh. The Mechaber said, Bizman hazeh, we don't have tcheles, so you can't put on pishtim, because you have kelayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Perish. The Bizman shaya tcheles, shaya tzarech lahatil dal chutim, Shnei chute lavan or shnei chute tcheles. So you see the fish, the Mishnah Berurah, and that's all he says. He doesn't say that there's a machlokas. He doesn't say according to the Rambam you have one and seven. He doesn't say according to the Ravid you have one and three. All the Mishnah Berurah writes is Shitas HaTosfos, and even though it's not a psak because he's just explaining, but you see that the Mishnah Berurah held b'pshitus that's the din, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. So again, that's another raya that for Ashkenazim that we should pass him like Rashi does. And last but not least, he says that the Mesorah for Ashkenazim is whenever you have a machlokas, this kind of machlokas, you have Rashi, Tosfos, all of the Balei Tosfos, all of the Chachmei Ashkenaz against the Rambam and the Ravid, so the Rambam always passes like the Chachmei Ashkenaz, or 99.9% of the time. And therefore he says, there's no reason to think in this case that it should be any different, and therefore, based on that, he says you should put on four strings of treles. Now many others, I think the if you look around, I think most people who wear treles put on two, like the Ravid, because the Gra, not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Gra in other places, the Gra argues, the Gra says the rationals are wrong, and the Gra passes like the Ravid. And therefore many follow the Gra and say, they pass like the Gra, then you should do like the Ravid. So that's related to the number of strings. Now we get to another interesting question is, how do you make the tzitzis now? So this is less problematic simply because none of this is ma'akev. Rishonim say explicitly, as the Rambam says, none of this is ma'akev. All you need is one chulia, one thing, and that's it. How you do it, love and trails, whatever, it's not ma'akev. How many chulias, none of this is ma'akev. But still, if you're putting on trails, it's important to put it on correctly. So it's interesting to see what are the different shitas of how to do this. So the Gemara has a number of different rules that you need to follow when you wrap the tzitzis. Number one, the Gemara says, is that you have to start with lavan and end with lavan. Number two, you have to have what's called chulios. You have to have groups of krichos. In other words, You wrap around, you make a knot, you wrap around, you make a knot, and then you... Chulios are groups of krichos. So the Gemara says that a chulia is three krichos. Then the Gemara says that... Gemara says, Kamashir chulia, Tanya Rebbe Omek, Deshe Yichroch, Vishana Vishalai, three. Then the Gemara says, Tana, Poches, La Yichos, Mishel, Mosel, La Yosef, Bat Shalosh, three. That you should have between 7 and 13, something between 7 and 13. The simple reading is chulios. Where does that come from? Because Tcheles is Dama Rakia, and there are 7 Rakios, 6 Avir in between them, that's 13. So between 7 and 13. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shema Mina Tarch Likshar Kol Chulio V'Chulio. After each Chulio, you have to make a knot. Last but not least, Rashi and all the Rishon, almost all the Rishon quote this. Rashi has a famous Rashi that tzitzis is shkula kenei kol mitzvos. So he says tzitzis, the gematria tzitzis is 600. There are 8 strings, that's 608, and 5 knots is 613. So all the Rishon, many, almost all the Rishon quote this idea that you should have 5 knots in the tzitzis. And one more point is the Gemara says you should really have 1/3 should be the krichos and 2/3 should be the string free. Okay, so given all this, how should you do the krichos? So the Rambam is the simplest sheet. The Rambam says, Yamaskin b'lavan and musayim b'lavan. The Rambam says, you start, make one kricha of lavan, all the other krichos, you make, each chulya is 3 krichos, so you do 1 lavan, 2 tcheles, not, 3 tcheles, not, 3 tcheles, 7 chulyos, 21 krichos, 19 of them are tcheles. The first and the last are lavan. That's the shittas Rambam. Very simple. All the other Rishonim argue on the Rambam. All the other shittas argue on the Rambam. Everyone else says, what do you mean? Why should you be... They all ask, basically say, the Rabbis Kasha, why should you only do the krichos with the tcheles? It's clear, the Rambam is a shittas, so the Rambam holds that is the mitzvah, so of course you do only with the tcheles. Everyone else who holds that the mitzvah of lavan and tcheles are both integral parts of tzitzis, so they hold you have to do the krichos also with both lavan and tcheles. So the Ravid says a very interesting shita. The Ravid learns that when the Gemara says 7 to 13, it's going on krichos, not chulios. So the Ravid says you do lavan, you do chulios of 7, and you alternate lavan tcheles, lavan tcheles, lavan tcheles, lavan. That's what the Ravid says.
It's hard.
Well, the Ravid says you take 2 strings,
yeah,
and you wrap those 2 around the other 6.
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah. That's what the Ravid says. I have never seen anyone do like the Ravid. And the Ravid says you do 5 knots, so it's easy to make 5 knots. You have 4 chulios, you make 5 knots. Tosa says, similar to the Ravid, Tosa says you do a chulia of lavan, a knot, a chulia of tcheles, a knot, etc. He makes 7 chulios, lavan tcheles, lavan tcheles, lavan tcheles, lavan tcheles, lavan. 7 chulios, each one of 3 krichos. But then Tosfos is bothered by, what about this idea of 5 knots? So Tosfos comes up with the following idea, Tosfos in the Rush. They say, you do lavan tcheles, knot. You don't make a knot between the lavan and the tcheles. They say, lavan and tcheles go together. They're sort of a unit, because they go together. And therefore you do lavan tcheles not, lavan tcheles not, lavan tcheles not, that's six, and then lavan, that's 7, you have 4 chulios, that makes 5 knots. You have a knot before, and then a knot after each chulio, that makes 5 knots. So that's how they get 5 knots. They get, you have 2, 2, 2, and 1. Now, the Gra, who held like the Ravid, right, that you have 2 strings, so the Gra sort of doubles Tosfos. The Gra says you do, the Gra wants to get to 13 chulios, so the Gra says you do love and chelis, not. You do 3 sets of 4, and then the last one is only one, is only one chulia of love, and it's very strange. It looks very strange. You have like 4, 4, 4, and then 1, and you hardly see the 1.
Where do we get our 7, 8, 11, 13?
Ah, so 7, 8, 11, and 13 is the minig nowadays. Well, first of all, we have 4 chulios to do 5 knots. So Tosfos writes that b'zman hazeh, that since we don't have tcheles, this whole idea of 7, 13 is all for tcheles, really. He says, both Tosfos and Rambam say, if you don't have tcheles, it doesn't matter. You do whatever you want. And you get 7, 11, and 13 because you want to get 7 and 13. Because the Gemara says, lo yivchos mi sheva, lo yosef. Some say that the chinuch, that the sefer chinuch, says very similar to the Rashi and Tosfos, that the sefer chinuch says, you do love and chelis, you do three sets of three, love and chelis, 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 and then the last one is chelis, love and chelis, love and chelis, love and it's a four. So you do three sets of three and then one set of four. And it all ends up with love. So the big question is, how many krichos should you do? So more than the Rambam, Rashi, and Tosfos all learn that the simple meaning of the Gemara is that, right, the Gemara says, what is a chulia? Sheyichach v'yishanah v'yishalish. Three krichos. But the Ravid and the second day in Tosfos hold that when the Gemara says Tana lo yivchos mishem, it's going on a number of krichos, and therefore you should make seven krichos between 7 and 13 krichos. So, and in fact, that's our minig. Our minig is we make 7, 8, 11, and 13. We make between 7 and 13. But that, in truth, that's really the minority opinion. Most of the Rishonim hold that the seven is going on a number of chulios. You should have seven chulios and three krichos in a chulia. So again, Rabbi Shechter points out that here you can be yotze kol deos, he says, because when it says chulia is three, there's certainly no, if you make a chulia longer, if you make more, it certainly doesn't hurt. So he recommends that you make every chulia, you make seven chulios with seven krichos. And this way you'll say both deos. And therefore, you have 49 krichos. He also recommends that, he also says you should do the krichos like the Rambam. At first glance, it sounds very strange because he says you should do like Tosus, and the Rambam is the Shitaso, Tosus Shitaso. So the Rambam is Shitaso, but we don't pass like the Rambam. He passes like you should have four strings. So he says, and this is, I think this is very difficult, but he says that the Rambam is really calling this from the Gaonim, and the Rambam seems to have an early tradition, and therefore, even though the Rambam is a Shitaso, but he thinks you should go like the Rambam. So, you know, his tzitzis are very distinctive. You see, there are a few people here aware, I mean, you see, because you have seven chulios of seven krichos of all tchelis. I mean, it's like, it really stands out compared to everyone else. So I looked around. I said, there are a few people here who wear tchelis. So I looked around. Most of the people I saw wear tchelis do like the Ravid. They do two strings of tchelis, and they do like the Gra. They do love and tchelis, love and tchelis, not love and tchelis, love and tchelis, not, and then love at the end. And then there are a few people who do like Tosfos, and there are even a few people who do like the Rambam. But it would seem that to wrap the tzitzis, it would seem that you should wrap the tzitzis, you should do it with shitasa. In other words, whatever number of strings you pick, that's how you should wrap the tzitzis. So if you do like the Rambam, you should wrap the strings like the Rambam. If you do like Tosfos, it would seem that you should do it like Tosfos. You do love and chelis, love and not, love and chelis, not, love and chelis, not. It seems very strange to me. I saw one person had four strings like Tosfos, and then did the wrapping like the Sefer Chinuch, which it's very strange. Like, why would you pick to do it like the Sefer Chinuch? Tosfos says explicitly how to do it, so you're following Tosfos, or follow Tosfos. I don't know. So the bottom line is, none of this is really ma'akev. Whatever you do, you yotze. It's just lechatchila, you should do it the right way. So lechatchila, you should pick lechatchila. However many, if you're picking one string, do like the Rambam. If you're doing four strings, do like Tosfos. If you're doing two strings, you can pick, like, no one does like, I never saw anyone do like the Ravid. I think everyone does like the Gra, which is, you know, or like the Chinuch, which the Chinuch also holds like the Ravid. So you either do three sets of four and then one set of one Lavan, or three sets of three and then one set of four.
So do you wear tennis?
No.
I don't know. Those who can't teach.